Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You know, Sandy, maybe sometime we need to, record the stuff and play the stuff we're talking about off the air.
Huh? Oh, the stuff we're talking about. I see, yeah. It's like,
But I don't know if we can get away with that. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. And let's go to the phone lines. And good friend Tom, you know, we're talking, Tom, for those who don't know, about why so many people are worried about other people's lives and what they do in their lives, and why Republicans are doing everything within their power with all the issues that are going on and all the things that people can be talking about, to be talking about young people. We don't want them to have access to this and access to that. And then that so many politicians are on board with that. You say what?
Well, first off, we the people are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, I am a proud FDR Democrat. And for the conservative caller yesterday, or the guy that was on, which was probably one of the best radio ever, Earl, I hope you continue to do something like that when you had that guy on. I am a proud American. I believe in the Constitution. I believe in prosperity. I believe in liberty. And I believe in freedom. But I also believe, as FDR said, a necessitous man is not a free man. And I hope that gentleman yesterday knows he does not have the only right to say those things and make that part of their worldview, because that's our worldview on the progressive side. Second, I wanted to educate Sandy a little bit, because he may not know this or not, but the word sexual preference is not a term that is used in the LGBTQ plus community. It's sexual orientation.
Oh, okay.
Is the word.
Yeah, I want to use the right word. I just, I'm not familiar.
No, I know you did. I know you did, and that's why I'm just educating you a little bit.
Thank you.
This is my field of, knowing things. And also, they've added a couple other letters, but I just say LGBTQ plus. Because there is also intersexual, and also allies now is also part of the acronyms.
So Tom, let me again, based on what is now a hot button issue for Republicans, and they are putting almost everything on this. I mean, they're unloading all their weaponry on something that to me makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, what they're trying to do right now, and what they're going to do for the midterms, is one, if you look back, there's actually a documentary on there when they talked about Hillary Clinton before, and it was a cheese pizza place.
Oh, yeah.
And somehow they made that into child pornography.
About a cake.
Yeah. And somehow that made it. No. This is about a pizza place.
Yeah, but
it was online.
But it was a child. But the basement of that was supposedly child pornography. Child trafficking.
And all it was a pizza place. But it was cheese pizza, and they picked up on that and made that child pornography. So what the Republicans are trying to do is everything they can, just like they did with our new justice, with our new Supreme Court justice yesterday. In her hearings, was to make things about pornography, was to make things about pedophilia, was to now try to interlink that with gay. In fact, you'll probably start seeing, like you did years ago, where you'll have a story in the paper about someone that's a pedophile, and right underneath that, you'll have a picture of somebody or a story about someone that's gay. That's usually how this whole thing goes.
Well, just like the Willie Horton. Just like they did with the Willie Horton thing with people of color.
Exactly. And that's what they're going to try to do. They thought, that worked real well with Hillary Clinton making up that whole story. You can ask probably 70% of conservatives, and they still think that, she was involved in pedophilia of some sort. That's what they're trying to do, just like they're trying to do with, teaching black history in schools. That's all they got are those things. And we just need to make sure that we're going out and, like I said, speaking the policies of FDR and being the person that is actually for the middle class and for all of the people, and get these wars of you know, sexual orientation and, color of your skin, all of that stuff. We got to somehow fight this way that they conquer and divide and conquer us, because that's how they divide and conquer us. And then they steal the money out the back
door.
Yeah,
but it works.
It does work. And that's why we got to be, in line with that and call out things when we see them, because that is something that sexuality is, for some reason, gets people emotional in a way that, I guess, sending people to war doesn't. Proclivities or anything sexual seems to just grab media like, hotcakes. So the thing is, they're going to keep on trying to play this out. You watch. The Republicans are going to continue to say it. What I keep saying, and this is what I think we need to say, is if the Republicans are spewing it, then I can bet you they're doing it. So the thing is,
let me write that down.
The
Republicans are spewing it, because I know people don't know the word projection very well.
I
finally came up with that. If the Republicans are spewing it, you can bet that they're doing it.
That's exactly
what it is. So like I said, we just need to really, really stay focused on the policy issues and what's going to make it better for all Americans. The way that FDR did, we need to have confidence in our approach and stop being shy. And I wish Ketanji Brown could have said to Ted Cruz, it seems to me that you know quite a bit about pedophilia, Ted. Can you tell me why it is that you know so much about that?
It's early in the morning.
This is what the Dems need to do, though, in terms of fighting back.
I think what we need to get to, Tom, is it's none of your business. That's really the answer that needs to be the one that maintains the day, and it has to happen sooner rather than later. The longer we fight about it, the longer we talk about it, it sort of gives credence to the notion. I just think we got to get back to a time when the answer is it's none of your business.
Yeah, I haven't wasted one millisecond on what it is they're talking about. I see it, I move on, because it's not... I rarely even know what the discussion is about. Young people can't this or young. I don't want to. That doesn't matter to me, yeah. Right? If that's what people want to do, that's fine with them. I would rather focus more on why Republicans of today have lost their way, Sandy. They clearly have lost their way, and what you see many of them doing and saying. It's they're so confused.
Well, I think it goes back. We've had these conversations for several years. We had it under Trump. Why was Trump popular? I think it has to do with this whole group of people in America who are frightened by their personal situation in America. They're threatened in terms of the white majority. They're threatened because of loss of rural jobs. They're threatened because the changes in society have maybe not treated them very well. And that fright causes them to want to grasp a hold of issues that are tangential. It's always been the case that in hard times, conservative religion has become more dominant. There's been some books written about how in times of uncertainty or times of extreme technological change, when many people's futures are threatened by changes over which they can exercise no control themselves,
right.
They swing to a more conservative view of religion and a more strident view of Puritanism. And it's not clear why, except I guess it's something that people feel they can control or exercise some control over, which is their own behavior and then trying to affect other people's behavior.
Sandy, though, you used an oxymoron, conservative view of religion. Religion is not supposed to have a conservative. So the I'm saying not from your perspective.
No, but I'm not talking about politics. I'm talking about
I know, and that's what people who claim to be these religious, you know, folk, and they say, "Well, I'm a conservative Christian," and I'm like, conservative Christian, where is that at in the book?
Well, I think the history of religion, like Leviticus, the book of laws in the Old Testament, was written at a time when the Baal religion was beginning to grab a hold of Jews, and they were beginning to become more pagan-esque in their beliefs. And so the view of the Jewish leaders at the time, the rabbis, was that they needed to establish a bunch of rules, okay?
Right.
Because they were facing a change around them, and that was the reaction. You know, religion has gone through periods of conservatism and liberalism in terms of the views of the religions themselves and how strident they are. And conservative religions tend to be more rule-prone and strident. And religions have tended to get more conservative during times of social upheaval.
But that Old Testament and the New Testament, and the New Testament being the Christian book, the Christian Bible, it doesn't lend itself to conservatism or liberalism. Basically, what I've always garnered from that is that, you know, all are one. And so these tenets of what you should live by are in that book if you are a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And so Christ wasn't some conservative, and so now all of a sudden I'm supposed to believe that
here we are talking liturgy. I mean, the fact is that the churches, you know, the Jewish faith has Orthodox, it has Reform, it has different ranges of it's these books that are the basis for it, and these words, the supposed words of God, there are many, many of those words, and it depends on which words you choose. You decide to focus on revelations? Is that where you want to live your life? Or do you want to live your life in some other part of the Bible and its words?
You know, Sandy, we're here, and I don't know how we got here, but good thing there's a break coming right now.
Yeah.
We got to go to a break.
Praise the Lord.
867-2789. We'll be right back.